French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is cafeteria foods. Hearing those words, many of us might be thinking of our high school days and dishes like macaroni wiggle and Neptune surprise, prepared by women in nurses' smocks, hairnets, and white stockings with lines running down the back. Women of Slavic, Polish, and Scandinavian ancestry, at least in my case, with strong, ample arms but soft, milky skin, and pursed, modestly lipsticked lips, admonishing us to take some salad, too. When I read Jack Kerouac's 1946 account of a cafeteria named Hector's in his Visions of Cody, I began to understand what they used to be all about. Kerouac wrote, "Then the serious business, the wild, steaming, fragrant hot plate counter, roast lamb, roast loin of pork, roast sirloin of beef, baked breast of lamb, stuffed peppers, boiled chicken, stuffed spring chicken, things to make the mouth water, the coffee counter, the urns, the cream jet, the steam. But most of all, it's that shining glazed sweet counter, showering like heaven. But I haven't even mentioned the best of all, the cold cuts and sandwich counter, the whole counter gleaming with icy joy. When my wife, Janet, and I could go out to eat, and we are waiting, as we all must until safety is certain, it became, over time, places without a white tablecloth and avant-garde cooking. It was often the kind of place where I could hear Bruce Springsteen, John Fogerty, Tom Petty, or Bob Seger music on the sound system. The wines? Pretty much serviceable at best. The beer selections often better, truth be told, but I fill up fast on suds. The crowd like me, working class, that vibe is so much more important to me at this stage of my life. The honest, happy in the gut, smiling for just about no particular reason places. We really will need these places again, more than ever. Glad I know the chefs in a few of them. When cafeterias evolved, there were no fast food joints to dull the appetite of those who wanted an economical, nearly home-cooked meal. The abundance of choices you could find in the big bustling cities that were coming of age in North America after World War II was a golden era. It is a fact that many of the old great places that featured a European lineage have dwindled greatly since the 60s and 70s, yet with the welcome historical influx of Asian, Latin Caribbean, and others, we are still richly served in South Florida. My show is not long enough to justly cover them, but let me point out the Nicaraguan place named Caña Brava. It is home cooking in a cafeteria where speaking Spanish would be a big advantage. And although I'm not bilingual, I know my way around a food case. When we can return, we'll share items like tajadas con queso frito, lechon con yuca, carne asada con gallo pinto, and finish up with their pineapple coconut cake, along with a sweet, dark, killer cortadito. Now, if I could go to a cafeteria that would play the ultimate crooner of eternal cafeterias all over this spinning, phantasmagorical world, I surely would. I won't say his name. Just listen. If you don't recognize this genius, I invite you to. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Hash browns are easy. Chili in a bowl.